Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Work is continuing on the Revision Florence project. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says that work on the foundations for the gateways is ongoing, and trenches that were dug to allow for utility crossings along the streets will be packed and smoothed out for drivers, but it will still be a while before the connections can be made along the side streets. According to Reynolds, the contractors are looking for a window of good weather to finish up connector streets. Workers have finished removing the debris pile along Quinn Street as the city works to finalize a marketing plan for that property. Mayor Joe Henry says development of the property is high on the list for 2020.
It's one of our big priorities. We've reached out to a number of hoteliers, basically just asking them to come and take a look at the property. We've sent them links to some of the videos we've done, and so we are working on that.
Updates on the Revision Florence project generally come following a joint operations meeting on Tuesdays. King tides have come and gone without major incidents. Swells along the coast reached as high as 25 feet. But there were no reports of injuries associated with the final king tides of the season. Volunteers from around the world have gathered to document the tides. In Depot Bay, a group from New Zealand were recently taking pictures for a study that is looking at the effect of climate change and how rising sea levels might look at times other than extreme weather conditions. The Oregon King Tide Photo Project is coordinated by the Oregon Coastal Management Project, a division of the Oregon Department of Land, Conservation, and Development. This Friday and Saturday is the Coast Radio Auction. The annual live auction on the airwaves of KCST and KCFM will have over 160 items that listeners can bid on. The auction is not a charity auction, but rather a public auction where the advertisers of Coast Radio trade items for advertisement and the listeners can get discounts by bidding on the items. All this week, up until Friday morning at 9:15, people that want to bid on items can call for a bid number that will give them the opportunity to streamline the auction process. The number is free and no obligation to bid is required. No financial information is required, just a name and phone number. Bid numbers can be received by calling 541-997-9136 during regular business hours. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 11th, 2020.